Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, and welcome to The Cannonball, a podcast attempt to read all of the books in Harold Bloom's list of the works of the Western canon. This is Claude Myron Guzer. I hope you don't think we're spamming your feed, but I wanted to record this to pass it on to our listeners because we have some important announcements. First, I want to make sure that everyone knows about the Intelligent Speech Conference the Agora Network is putting on in New York on Saturday, June 29th, 2019. Information and tickets can be had at intelligentspeechconference.com. There are a ton of speakers on a ton of subjects, including Mike Duncan from the History of Rome, David Crowther from History of England, Royfield Brown from 10 American Presidents, Kevin Stroud from the History of English, Stephen Guerra from the History of the Papacy, Eric Fogg from Reconsider, Abishai Aziz Aldori from the History of Westeros, and friend of the show, Ben Jacobs from Wittenberg to Westphalia. And I'll be there. Which brings me to one of the reasons I'm recording this. I have no idea what I want to speak on. Okay, I have an idea. I actually have three ideas. I just can't choose which one. So I'm asking for some listener feedback on this. By the time this is live, there will be a link to the Twitter page at The Cannonball Podcast with a poll featuring three options. If you could head to our page on Twitter and vote for your favorite, you can help me pick the topic. The reason we want listener feedback is because we're going to try to record this, and if it comes out sounding halfway decent, we'll put it up on the feed. So here are the three options. 1. Writing in literature as an attempt to resolve ontological epistemological crises. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast, you know I have a fascination for the ways the writers we've been examining so far have used their works to resolve, or maybe just attempt to resolve, or maybe just attempt to address problems with how we know the world and what we can know about it. I have this running theory that this is a through line throughout the canon, and one way to give a talk would be to walk through a hodgepodge of works on the list and illustrate how they keep cycling back to this concern. 2. A chaos theory poetics of history. Alright, this sounds weirder than it is. Some of the features of chaos theory also serve as pretty apt descriptors of the ways 20th and 21st century writers have attempted to come to terms with the radical social, political, economic, scientific, and aesthetic upheavals of the past century. A theory of history emerges from the works of these writers that works against seeing the past as static. Now, if you listen to the Don Quixote episodes or read the blog entries I wrote around that time, you know I have no faith whatsoever in a stable idea of the West, nor do I have much interest in the claims of some kind of great history of that imaginary place. Chaotic poetics is much more my style. It's the basis of my dissertation, and I'd love for my dissertation to have been useful in some way, shape, or form. And finally, 3, a book on the list that I like. There are a lot of books on the list. A lot. And there are a lot of books on there that I like. So I'll give a brief lecture on a book I like and why I like it. And I'll give myself a little bit of a challenge. It has to be a book we haven't done before. Hell, if I had my druthers, I'd just do Don Quixote all over again. But I'll pick something else and speak to the qualities I find interesting, fascinating, moving, or pleasurable. So there you have it. Those choices will be up on the Twitter page. We'll leave the poll open for about a week. At the end of the week, we'll announce the winner, and I'll get to work. Another thing I'd like some feedback about. If you're coming to the conference and would possibly be interested in a Manhattan-based literary walking tour, drop us a line at claudemoinc@gmail.com. That's claudemoinc@gmail.com. If I can get 10 people to pay me $10 a piece, that would cover the sitter for a 2-hour tour of literary spots with my personal running commentary. PhD-level commentary. So if you're interested, let me know. Another thing we want to announce is our new presence on the app Flick. Flick is sponsoring the Intelligent Speech Conference, and all of the Agora podcasts are on board the app, delivering more in-depth conversations about their shows. Daniel and I are using it to do a sort of real-time running commentary on the reading for the month, and it's been a lot of fun to have some more direct commentary than is available in other apps. So we encourage you to download the app and find us at the Cannonball. We've also been blasting links on our Facebook page and our Twitter page, so you can redirect from there if you have any issues. And finally, some really big news. Daniel and I have been talking about this for a while, and the feedback to his Gene Wolfe in memoriam finally pushed us to pull the trigger on this. We're expanding. Daniel and I are both avid readers, and we're both more like magpies than our project would suggest. So we're keeping the project going. That's still going to be the main point. Every month, we'll be reading and talking about the works on the list in the order we described on the blog, so the Western canon isn't going away. But every few weeks or so, we'll drop in an episode where we'll talk about something different. First up is what we're calling the new Cannonball. My friend Michelle, a biologist by training, is an enthusiastic reader of contemporary literature. She'll be coming on to discuss with me works printed in the past decade or so that have garnered some kind of critical acclaim, but which are still waiting for the dust to settle. First, we'll be reading and discussing Carmen Maria Machado's short story collection, Her Body and Other Parties. After that, we'll be reading Robin Coast Lewis's Voyage of the Sable Venus and other poems. What's after that isn't quite settled yet, but we're eyeing Alison Bechdel's Fun Home. So keep listening and keep checking the blog for updates on the new Cannonball. And again, the old Cannonball isn't going anywhere. It's staying here, just interspersed here and there. We're going to have some newer stuff. And I don't know if you've noticed, but Daniel is something of an aficionado on sci-fi and fantasy. Well, he's going to be walking me through the sci-fi canon. We'll be exploring well-known blockbusters, old pulps, alternate histories, and whatever else Daniel wants to throw at me. The idea is to explore what are the most well-known or well-regarded works in a particular genre, and because Daniel's the expert, sci-fi it is. We're also hoping to expand into other genres and maybe rope a few more friends of the show into the process. We're thinking about horror, mystery, and romance as other fertile fields to explore. So stay tuned for some appreciations that aren't exactly on Bloom's list, but which are canonical in their own rights. And again, Bloom's list isn't going anywhere. If it was, I'd have dropped Johnson a long time ago. We're still going to be doing the Cannonball. We're just interspersing it here and there with some other stuff. So thanks for listening, and one more reminder, hit up the Twitter page and let me know what I need to talk about.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.